November 15. To the glory of God, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:12. It is our duty to be very jealous of the glory of God and bring no evil report, even by the sadness of the countenance or by the ill-advised words, as though the requirements of God were a restriction upon our liberty. The whole person is privileged to bear a decided testimony in every line, in features, in temper, in words, in character, that the service of the Lord is good. God loves his commandment-keeping people because through their obedience they give honor to his holy name, testifying of their love for God. Our faith and intensity of zeal should be proportionate to the great light which shines upon our pathway. Faith, humble, trusting faith in God, in our homes, in our neighborhood, in our churches, will reveal itself. The Holy Spirit's working will not, cannot be hindered. God delights to reveal himself to his people as a Father, as a God in whom they can trust implicitly. When the farmers seek to recommend or exhibit their products, they do not gather up the poorest but the best specimens. The women possess a zeal to bring the very best golden lumps of butter, molded and prettily stamped. The men bring the best yield of vegetables of every kind. The very best and most attractive fruit is brought, and their appearance does the skillful workers credit. The variety of fruits, the apples, peaches, apricots, oranges, lemons, and plums, all these are very attractive. No one would bring the most dwarf specimens, but the very choicest which the land can produce. And why should not Christians living in these last days reveal the most attractive fruit in unselfish actions? Why should not the fruit of the commandment-keeping people of God appear in the very best representation of good works? Their words, their deportment, their dress should bear fruit of the very best quality. By their fruits, Christ said, ye shall know them. Let the church members have the precious traits of the character of Christ.